All I want from you is your amen to be loud and clear. This is the first blessing, the first Sunday, the first Lord's Day, year 2024. Let your amen be loud and clear. You shall be blessed in the city. You shall be blessed in the field. The fruit of your body is hereby blessed. The fruit of your ground is blessed. The fruit of your livestock is blessed. And there shall be increase in everything you lay your hands upon. I pronounce a blessing upon your savings. Wherever you keep anything that you call your storehouse is hereby blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, when you come in, you are blessed. And when you go out, you are blessed. You shall be far from disaster. You shall be far from accident. You will not be a victim of kidnappers. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will make all the enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before you. When your enemies come against you in one way, they will run away from you in seven ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that you set your hand upon shall be blessed this year. In this nation where you live, the Lord will command His blessing to run after you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will establish you as an holy people. The Lord will bless you according to His word. In the mighty name of Jesus, all the people of the heart, whenever they set their eyes upon you, they will call you blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who were afraid before, from today, they shall be afraid of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will defend you with passion. He will take care of you like the apple of His eyes. Every weapon that is fashioned against you shall not prosper this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone that has vowed to make this year uncomfortable for you, we go down for me this year. Whatever you lay your hands upon, God will command His blessing to rest upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that you have lost to the enemies, God will command restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus, this year, new doors will open for you. I said, new doors will open for you. Doors of breakthrough, doors of blessing, doors of fruitfulness, doors of power. way, you will experience speed. 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 I pray for those who are having abundant projects, by reason of saying amen now, those projects shall be completed. In the mighty name of Jesus, building projects, hear the word of the Lord. As these people step upon you now, the demon that is causing that stagnation shall run away in the name of Jesus. Shall run away in the name of Jesus. Powers promoting stagnation in that office where you are working shall die this year in the name of Jesus. Among the people that will give testimonies of promotion, among the people that will give testimonies of breakthrough, you shall be one of them. You shall be one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that has made you to cry last year, they will make you to rejoice this year. I pray for a woman here. From today, you will not sorrow over your children again. If you understand that prayer, let your amen be loud. I pray particularly for the woman here. There is one of your children who is living a vagabond life. He himself does not understand himself, and is moving from pillar to post. We send the word of the Lord to that child now. Wherever you are, child, hear the word of the Lord. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. In the mighty name of Jesus. The word of the Lord says, I shall decree it, and it shall be established unto me, and the light shall shine on my path. Concerning somebody here, whose amen will be loud and clear. This year, you will not know sickness. This year, you will not know poverty. This year, you will not know failure. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree, according to the commandment of the Lord, Ezekiel got to the valley of dry bones, and the Lord said, all these bones, can they live? And he said, Lord, only you know whether they will live. God said, no. It is what you say that I will do. If you say they will live, they will live. If you say they will die, they will die. Therefore now, I stand with that prophetic unction that is upon prophet Ezekiel. Everything that has been dead in your body shall wake up now. In the name of Jesus, everything that has been dead in your family shall wake up this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that has been dead in your ministry shall wake up again in the name of Jesus. Samuel, he spoke to Saul. He said, as soon as you leave me, said, men will salute you. He said, all the things that has been lost He said they are already found. He said as from this moment, you will become another man. Therefore now, I pray for everyone here, as soon as you hear my voice, and you say amen, men and women, they will begin to salute you. They will begin to honor you. In the name of Jesus, wherever they have disrespected you before, and they say, from my house. I dip my tongue in the blood of the Lamb, and I decree that that evil rat that has been ordained to be stealing your money will be found dead today. This year, something will happen.